Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 140, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. God, be merciful to me. On thy grace I rest my plea. Plenteous in compassion thou, blot out my transgressions now. Wash me, make me pure within. Cleanse, O cleanse me from my sin. And what follows? Psalter 140. The first three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Timothy 1. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. 1 Timothy 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, mine own son, in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, and neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. And now the end of the commandment is charity, out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and a faith unfeigned, from which some having swerved have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. And knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murders of fathers and murders of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men-stealers, for liars, for perjured persons. And if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. And now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Peter and Heather Hengsmangel, who were blessed with a son in this day. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, the Father of all mercies, the fountain of all good, and thou who upholdest everything until this very moment, and then it is written in thy word, in whom we live, we move, and have our being, and then it is thy good and gracious hand that has gathered us and our dear children on renewal on this Lord's Day within the walls of thy house. And may it have been that there have come up souls with the prayer, what we have sung together with the psalmist, God be merciful to me, our Lord. We may still be in the precious day of grace, the day wherein the King is still gathering a church by word and by spirit. And to that end we humbly beg of thee that thou may work mightily and lovingly by thy Holy Spirit. Leave us not cold, as it is in the realm of nature. And then thou knowest that a warm church shall not warm our hearts, but that is thy work, our Lord. Do it then for thy honor and for thy glory. Leave us not cold and untouched. We are called to speak of precious things, of that precious name, Jesus, who has come to save his people from their sins. Oh, thy dear Son, he has merited a perfect salvation for his church, and in the state of his exaltation at thy right hand, then he applies that salvation, our Lord. Wilt thou then do it in this evening hour? For the unconverted, may it please thee to make a beginning with that new birth, to receive those new longings and those desires after the living God, with profound impressions of our lost state, of our sinnership, of thy attributes, and a crying unto thee, the living God, O Lord. That is the one thing needful for young and old. It is already the third Lord's Day on this newly begun year, and it all declares unto us that we have no continuing city, but Lord, wilt thou also grant those further leadings? Ah, may it please thee. In this evening hour, for those seekers with a burden of sin upon their back, that have discovered more and more that they can never pay their debt, but where that debt is only becoming greater, and yet souls which cannot miss thee, ah, that need thee, Lord, be then a surprising God. We read of that Ethiopian traveling on that wilderness way to Gaza, that thy servant was given to preach unto him Jesus, and it was applied by thy Holy Spirit, and to that end he was given to rejoice. Bless then the means of grace in the church. Continue to help the consistory. Bless thy word on the Lord's day, but also during the week. Bless thy word in the family circles. Oh, do help fathers and mothers, and who is sufficient unto these things, but to instruct their dear children in the aforesaid doctrine. Do bless thy word in our Christian school. Do remember and help all those that labor therein, and remember the school board also when they shall meet. So we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee, the established churches. Remember our theological school, the instructors and the student. Oh, continue to uphold and to encourage, to comfort the persecuted church. Remove the veil from the Jewish nation. Ah, remember that nation where the war continues. Also with that other country where there is so much suffering and so much death. Ah, use it then, that there may be those souls that may truly be given to cry unto thee, that above all other things, that their souls may be saved. Remember all mission work, also our mission field. Remember thy servants and the team. May thy word be blessed to the hearts of young and old. Remember our nation, where we have departed so far from thy word and institutions. And then we also commend unto thee the United States of America, wherein this week the president shall be inaugurated. Oh, may it please thee to grant strength, to grant prayer, and the opening of thy holy word, and that he may be used as an instrument to yet turn the country back to thy word, to thy law, and to thy institutions, that the judgments may yet be postponed. Lord, it has pleased thee to bless a father and mother in this day by renewal in their married life, With the birth of a little son, thou wast spared life, thou wast given life. Our grand humble and broken hearts, accompanied with a fervent prayer, that it may be a little one for thee, a little one for thy honor and for thy glory. Wilt thou strengthen the mother, and remember both with her blessing and responsibility, together with the grandparents, where also they by renewal have been gladdened by thy deeds. And then we commend unto thee all the expecting families. Wilt thou graciously watch over the mothers and the unborn, that it may please thee to gladden in due time, and remember those whom in their married life have experienced disappointments. Lord, remember all the mourning ones in our midst. A family has stood on the cemetery the day of yesterday to bring to the grave a dear daughter, a dear sister, and further family member. Oh, do remember and uphold the widow, the siblings, the whole family circle. May the calling be sanctified, and do remember all mourning ones in our midst. Remember the sick and the afflicted, the handicapped daughter in the hospital. Oh, may it please thee, if it may be according to thy holy will, to grant unto the physicians wisdom and understanding and the means, ah, Lord. Then thou wast knocked on her heart already many a time. May it please thee that this calling were by renewal in the hospital, that it may be used for her conversion. Wilt thou uphold the parents, the family circle, remember all handicapped ones, and then we commend unto thee a father and husband who has received the fear tiding of that dreadful disease. Surgery has been scheduled. Grant a place at thy footstool. May the means be blessed, and above all the calling sanctified, our Lord, in the family circle. Then many a calling has come unto them. May it be for the coming of thy kingdom. Wilt thou so remember all those who in a special way are under the physician's care, treatments, the circumstances are known unto thee. May it be used to bring under the care of the heavenly physician. May it please thee to bless the means. And so we commend unto thee all those that struggle with pain, weariness of the body, fears and concerns, among young and old, our Lord, and thou wert speaking in a special way. Remember the family circles. May love abound. Thy word have a central place. And now, Lord, we humbly beg of thee, wilt thou grant thy gracious help. Send help from the sanctuary, who was able to declare the riches of that precious name, Jesus. Lord, go so from bench to bench, from heart to heart, from dwelling to dwelling, and grant thy indispensable blessing, and give a heart to acknowledge and thank thee for the many blessings which thou granteth daily unto us and our children so freely, so liberally. and also so undeservedly, Lord, may the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom, for the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our transgressions, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 262, the three stanzas. Unto God our Savior, sing a joyful song. Wondrous are his doings, for his arm is strong. He has wrought salvation, he has made it known. And what follows, Psalter 262, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 11, the question and answers 29 and 30. Question 29, why is the Son of God called Jesus, that is a Savior? Answer, because he saveth us and delivereth us from our sins. And likewise, because we ought not to seek, neither can find salvation in any other. Question 30, do such then believe in Jesus, the only Savior, who seek their salvation and welfare of saints, of themselves, or anywhere else? Answer, they do not, for though they boast of him in words, yet in deeds they deny Jesus, the only deliverer and Savior. For one of these two things must be true, that either Jesus is not a complete Savior, or that they who by a true faith receive this Savior must find all things in him necessary to their salvation. Lord's Day 11 speaks of Jesus, the personal name of the Mediator, with three thoughts. First, an indispensable name. Secondly, an all-sufficient name. And thirdly, a denied name. Jesus, the personal name of the Mediator, an indispensable name, an all-sufficient name, and thirdly, a denied name. Beloved congregation, in the last two Lord's days, number 9 and 10, there was spoken of the first article of God our Father. Lord's Day number 9, of the creation, and in Lord's Day number 10, of the Lord's providence. Lord's Day number 11, that begins, as there is written over this Lord's Day, of God the Son, and then Lord's Day number 11, that is the first name in the second article. In the 12 articles, we find the name Jesus Christ and the only begotten Son, our Lord. In the scriptures, we find about 200 names ascribed to the Mediator concerning his person, his natures, his offices, and his work. And now in this evening hour, then it concerns Jesus, that is the personal name of the Mediator, to make it clear, boys and girls, when we have a king, then we say king, and then we mention the name of the king, then the name of the king that is his personal name, and then king is his title. And then already in Lord's Day number 9, as there has spoken the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in Lord's Day number 10, and then we have heard of the need for the Son of God, because in the last question there was spoken of the advantage, and then there was written, patient in adversity, thankful in prosperity, and in all future things, to trust in the Lord. And then also how manifold the sins are concerning those three points. Then in that Lord's Day, then we read of the great need for the Son of God to also save us from our sins concerning the providence of the Lord. Why is the Son of God called Jesus, that is a Savior? And he was given that name in Luke 1 from the angel Gabriel to Mary, has been confirmed in Matthew 1 verse 21, the angel speaking to Joseph, and then given by Joseph and Mary at the time of his circumcision, was a name that has been given by the Father. And now concerning that name, congregation, and that is our only hope to be saved. And then Reverend Hellenbrook, he has given such a beautiful definition of the name Jesus, declared in Matthew 1 verse 21, that it means to be saved from the greatest evil and to be brought to the supreme good. Jesus, he has come to save his people from their sins. Have we now ever become a sinner, young and old? If I would ask the boys and girls, are you a sinner? Then you would all say yes. Maybe you would think, maybe you've told a lie, think of different things. But now the question is, how do we live with our sins? Is it only a cold confession? Without a humble heart, without a godly sorrow, or have we now become a sinner in the sight of a good doing and a holy God? In the scriptures, then there are three special words that refer to our sins. Those three words, they can be found in the first two verses of Psalm 32, where it speaks of that blessed man. Oh, have we asked for it? We have begun with Psalter 140, Psalm 51. Have souls come up in this evening, Lord? Now we hope to hear of that precious name of Jesus. For he has come to save his people from their sins. Ah, Lord, wilt thou apply it? May light fall upon that name. May I hear thy voice, because, Lord, I cannot continue to live with the burden of my sins. Ah, that is a people who have become new creatures, where sin has become so bitter, they are souls that know what it is to weep about their sins. But now concerning those three words, then first, sin. That is to transgress the law of God, but it also comes from a root word that means to miss the mark. That is our existence, paradise. Then Adam and Eve, they were given to walk in the cool of the day with their God. And that sweet communion, Lord, with thee. And there was nothing that lie in between. Ah, what a blessed place. And what a blessed time that was. Then in the second place, then we find that word iniquity. And that means to be twisted and to be warped. If we think of lumber when it is all twisted, then it is not so useful. And in the third place, the word transgression, that means to step over a boundary, to trespass. When there is a fence, sometime boys and girls, it says no trespassing. And then to climb over that fence. He has come to save his people from their sins. And when we think, oh, our first point, an indispensable name, and it is sin against that great God, against the highest majesty. And when we think of our sins, how great and how manifold they are, and in different ways. Sins against the first, against the second commandment, secret and public sins, as sins of commission and sins of omission. And when the Lord works, oh, then those sins of commission, and then there shall be a hating and fleeing from sin. But now those sins of omission, Bishop Usher, that was a godly man. And at the end of his life, then he was so exercised with the sins of omission, sins against the law, and sins against the gospel, sins in thought, word, and deed, young and old. The list is long. And although we have forgotten, the Lord has not forgotten. They are all written in his book. And the justice of God requires perfect payment and perfect satisfaction. Oh, how fitting the prayer, God. Be merciful to me, a sinner. All sins against his goodness, against his mercy, abusing his long-suffering, sins against his word, sins against the many callings, because the Lord speaks and calls in so many ways. And now the question is, because Jesus, his name means that he saves his people from their sins, but have we now become a sinner? Are there now sinners in my midst? sinners that have been uncovered. Sinners, because we read in Jeremiah 31 verse 9 that they shall come with weeping and with supplication. Sinners who have learned to love the Lord. Sinners who have learned to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Sinners that have tried to save themselves, tried to please the Lord, and now a sinner still. Are there such sinners in my midst? And yet they are sinners. Oh, they cannot miss the Lord. And the thought to have to curse such a holy and a good-doing God, that brings them in the need. As sinners that have a heavenly high debt, sinners that need their debt pardoned, sinners that are burdened, and yet they are sinners. They cannot deny that they have tasted of the good things of the Lord, that the Lord is so gracious, answers upon prayers, providential deliverances. In itself, it is not enough. Let us not make a foundation of special providential deliverances, answers upon prayer, but God's people shall experience those matters. There can be times that it seems that the love of God covers all their sins, but justice needs to be satisfied. And that separates between the precious and the vile, because the Spirit uncovers, as we read in John 16, the verses 8 through 10, and then that people have to do with the justice of God, that the Lord cannot step off the throne of justice and climb on the throne of mercy. His name shall be called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. Not in the first place the consequences, not excluded. It's not the most important. But from sin itself, from that separation. And that is a need, that is a reality that the true child is given to experience. And it is the work of the Holy Spirit to make room in the hearts of sinners for that precious name of Jesus. Oh, what a rich proclamation. And not to misunderstand, not that it is a condition. Oh, it is true that exercise people, what a thoughts and what a riddles they have. But it is not a condition to be saved. But our boys and girls can understand it. When we are healthy, then our father and mother do not take us to the hospital. Because if they would take you and the doctor would examine you, and the doctor says, boy, girl, where does it hurt? What is wrong? And you would say, nothing is wrong. Then we do not need the doctor. And so it is also in the way of grace. Matthew 9, verse 12. They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. And Luke 19, verse 10. He has come to seek and to save that which is lost. May the prayers be multiplied, that the Lord may work mightily, lovingly, by His Spirit in the hearts of young and old, to make room for that precious name of Jesus and the life of God's people to experience a Bethel in Genesis 28 and a Peniel in Genesis 32. Oh, in this Lord's Day, then we read of seeking because we ought not to seek. And we also read of that seeking in the next. Are we seeking? Are we seeking for salvation? Or are there reasons that we do not? I hope, boys and girls, that you do not think, and young people, that you think, but I am so young. I hope to seek when I become older. Shall you become older? We've seen it, that the young can also die. Maybe the ones that are a little older, when I am not so busy. But busy people are also taken away by the cold hand of death. Have we thought about it? Already the third Lord's Day of the year 2025. How quickly our time flies by. Oh, there can be times that we are too tired. Of course, when there is desire, then there shall be time. Can also be that we are too sick, that we are so sick and have so much pain that we cannot even focus on the needs of our never-dying soul. Oh, what shall it be? It shall have to be said of us, it is too late to seek the Lord. We are still in the precious day of grace. Oh, that precious name of Jesus may still be declared. The Lord still holds out the white flag of peace. And a Jesus, because if it was only a Jesus of meriting, then it would be eternally lost. But Jesus, there's our second thought, an all-sufficient name. We read in Acts 4, verse 12, that Peter and John have declared before the council, no name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, the name of Jesus that is the pearl of great price. There have been names given to people in the Bible that did not live up to it. Think of Judas, his name means to praise. Oh, he was a preacher, what a solemn thought. And we do not read that he has preached the false doctrine, scaffolding. But he went to his own place. But now the name Jesus, given by his Father, then he has fully fulfilled the rich meaning of that name. In the Old Testament, then there are a few names that mean the same as Jesus, the Hebrew form. And then we have two names. And you can remember them, boys and girls. Has the same meaning as Jesus. The first one was Joshua, and the second Hosea. And those names means that Jehovah saves, and also beautiful types, because Joshua, the follower of Moses, Moses was a representative of the law, but Moses has not brought the children of Israel to the promised land. That was Joshua as their leader, and they have entered the land of Canaan, and they have conquered that land. And then Joshua has divided that land of Canaan, and the tribes of Israel have received an inheritance. So Joshua was a type of Jesus in his kingly office. In Zechariah 3, we have the high priest Joshua, who was also led the children of Israel back out of captivity to Jerusalem. And then in the third chapter, then the high priest stood as a representative of the children of Judah in his filthy garments, accused by Satan. But then he has received, those old garments were removed, he has received new garments and a mitre upon his head. Then the high priest Joshua was a type of Jesus Christ in his priestly office. And then we also have the prophet Hosea, who was a type of Christ in his prophetical office. And now we read of two matters, because our instructors have said, because he saveth us and delivereth us. That's in the present tense. That's a continual work. Christ is called the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Oh, if Jesus would withdraw a saving hand for a moment, then it would be lost for the church. But now our instructors, they have spoken of two matters, saveth us and delivereth us from our sins. And in that saving work, then in his state of his humiliation, he has merited salvation for his people. And in the state of his exaltation, he applieth it. Oh, sinners in my midst, what a precious name that Jesus is. For poor and needy sinners that cannot save themselves. Oh, he is the heavenly manna. He is his honey. He is his ointment. He is his light. He is wisdom. He is righteousness. And that precious name, the bride, has declared, because Jesus has taken the sins, the death, the curse, and the hell of his people upon him. He was willing. Oh, what a willingness and a love that Jesus had for his people and for the glory of his Father, that he was willing to humble himself so deeply that he was willing to suffer and die, that his people may be set free. And the bride has declared concerning the name in Song of Solomon 1 verse 3, thy name is an ointment poured forth, therefore the virgins love thee. Oh, that is a precious ointment which the Spirit pours into the heart of those wounded souls, that they may be saved. Oh, our Lord's Day, that speaks of what we find in Luke 2 with the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is glad tidings for all people. Oh, I repeat it, young and old, that is our only hope, but it needs to be experienced. Jesus has come to save his people from their sins, but have you now become a sinner by the grace of God? Have you now become a guilty sinner, a lost sinner? Oh, a great sinner, even the chiefest of sinners. Has it ever been experienced that the question has arisen in your heart, Lord, is it now possible for such a one as I am, that has sinned so grievously, and even more so after I believe that the Lord has begun? Maybe broken promises and vows. Oh, that evil heart, my existence. I am nothing but a lump of sin. Lord, is it now possible for such a one that I may be saved? Oh, I had hoped to become holier and holier. I had hoped that my heart would become a beautiful inn where thy dear Son may dwell and save me from my sins, but it is still a stable of beasts, ah Lord. But what a precious word that we have read together. Oh, are there such sinners in my midst that have been worked out and that cannot save themselves and are demanding justice, because the justice of the Father demands a perfect satisfaction? But oh, then that precious word which Paul has written to a spiritual son, Timothy, and this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Oh, it declares that there is no sinner too great, no sinner too bold, no sinner too cold, but that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. Ah, this Lord's Day declares what the angels have declared to the shepherds in Luke 2 verse 11, but unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Ah, do we not read in Hebrews 7 verse 25 that Jesus saveth to the uttermost? But we read, because he saveth us and delivereth us from our sins. And now concerning that deliverance, the true child desires not only to be delivered from the punishment, not excluded. Oh, when the Lord works, then we are busy with those matters, with death and eternity. Then we are busy with hell and with heaven. Oh, in heaven, to be delivered, and there perfectly to praise a triune God, sighing and sorrow shall flee away, to join that thronging multitude that shall praise the Lord perfectly. But the child of God not only to be saved from guilt and from punishment, so they shall not have to go to hell and they may go to heaven. My unconverted fellow travelers, do you sometimes think, what would I now do in heaven? Because if we do not have the love and the longing for the Lord and for His Son and for His wonderful works, and then you must not make the mistake, boys and girls, that in heaven, that people always sit in the church bench. No, because we read of a new heaven and a new earth. Let us only say 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, nor entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for them that love Him. Do you love the Lord, young and old, is the question. Do we love the Lord? And have we now come, because Christ said to the disciples in John 14 verse 1, let not your heart be troubled, ye believe in God, believe also in me. But delivereth us thus not only from guilt and punishment, but also from the dominion, the power, and love of sin. Then in the second place, to be delivered from the power and the assaults of the devil. Of course, here it is only in part. Therefore, it is called a militant church, called to be soldiers of Jesus Christ. And what else? Oh, that true people, what a trouble they can have. The devil, with the temptations of the world, but what is now the greatest trouble? That is that flesh. Oh, there can be times that they have to confess to the Lord, Lord, 'tis so barren, 'tis so cold outside, but my heart is colder yet. And it is true. They can also say it in a cold way. But when it is true, then there shall be those times with sorrow and grief, thinking of other times, when they may say with the Job, thou hast made my heart soft. Oh, the precious name of Jesus for sinners. Let us first sing. Psalter 77, the stanzas 1, 2, and 5. O Lord, by thee delivered, I thee with songs extol. My foes thou hast not suffered to glory over my fall. And what follows, Psalter 77, the stanzas 1, 2, and 5. Thank you. Jesus, the personal name of the Savior, an indispensable name, an all-sufficient name, and oh, thirdly, a denied name. In congregation, there is no name upon the earth that is more despised and hated than the precious name of Jesus. But now the question, do such then believe in Jesus, the only Savior, who seek their salvation and welfare, of saints, of themselves, or anywhere else? And then we can look upon such ones that are seeking in wrong ways, in wrong places. But congregation, what do we think of people, church people, that are not even seeking, that have become passive, full of excuses, not faithfully using the means of grace, despising His word, His law, living with and like the world? Then you can understand that the Lord is very angry with such a people. Under the precious means of grace, and then to become cold and bold and hard. Oh, may the prayers be multiplied. Lord, send forth thy Spirit, because I resemble those dead dry bones in the valley of Ezekiel 37. And Lord, thou art so good, thou grantest so many blessings, thou sendest special callings, thou knockest on the door of my heart, hell and heaven may be proclaimed, and Lord, so unfeeling. Oh, may it please thee. May it be a year not to wait till the end, because there's but a step between us and death. Lord, quicken me. And then there are three things mentioned. The welfare of saints refers especially to the Roman Catholic Church, but that we trust of the opinions of others, the laying on of hands, have a good thought of us, and so we continue without becoming a lost sinner that is saved by Jesus. Then secondly, the instructors have spoken of themselves. And then we think of free will. And free will that speaks of a Jesus that has merited salvation. But then we must decide to believe. Thus the application depends on the feeble and fallen will of man. And to that end, the Arminian needs to divide their thanksgiving. They may thank the Lord for meriting grace, but they need to thank themselves for accepting that grace. Ah, the Spirit teaches that it is all of grace, the meriting, the application. But now we also read of anywhere else being under the truth, privilege, a blessing. Never leave it. Most of the churches in our day, they do not read the same sermons that were preached in their churches 200 years ago. And B, that we trust in a time of convictions, still a blessing. Hope that there are still convictions. But in itself, not enough. Trust in a change. Trust in experiences, not that it can be missed. But the church learns that Jesus is the only and a complete Savior. And then the instructors have stated they do not, for though they boast of them in words, yet in deeds they deny Jesus, the only deliverer and Savior. Thus the instructors speak of words, confession, and of our walk. By their fruits ye shall know them. And oh, what a lessons the Spirit needs to teach His church. Concerning justification, not to add anything of self. Oh, it cannot be missed. Lord is well pleased for poor sinners with that godly sorrow, a hating and fleeing of sin, trying to please the Lord. But the Spirit teaches His people necessary, required. There's a fruit of Christ, comes from Christ. But those souls need to be cut off from everything of self for their salvation and given simply to trust in the name of Jesus. For either Jesus is not a complete Savior, or that they who by a true faith receive the Savior must find all things in Him necessary to their salvation. The precious name of Jesus. He has come to save His people from their sins. Oh, in this evening, then Jesus may be proclaimed. I read of the children on their wilderness journey that have been bitten by the serpent because of their murmuring, and there they lie. And then what was necessary, boys and girls? What has the Lord commanded Moses to do? A pull on a brazen serpent, and then that people were commanded to look. And even the smallest, the faintest glimpse upon that serpent, and they were healed. Oh, may that take place. Oh, seeking souls, sinners. We read in John 3, the verses 14 and 15, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever looketh on Him shall be saved and not perish. We shall close. Then, boys and girls, on a missionary field, there was an Indian who was converted and saved by Jesus. And that Indian could not speak so well English. And then a visitor came to that Indian, and then he is asked what Jesus has done. He could not find good words. But you know what he has done? He has found an earthworm, placed it on the ground. It was the fall likely. And then he has found many dry leaves, and he has put that in a circle around that earthworm. And then he has put those leaves on fire. And then that worm starts to wiggle and to squirm because of the heat, because the worm would soon be burnt up. And then that Indian quickly, he plucked that worm out of the fire and put it close to his heart. And then the Indian said, that is what Jesus has done. Picked me out of hellfire, embraced and saved me, young and old. That is what we need, and this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Let us close with Hebrews 2 verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? Then our only hope is Jesus, who was merited and applies salvation. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we may thank Thee for the third Lord's Day of this newly begun year. May it please Thee to bless what was heard in this morning and in this evening. May we take the messages home, lay them at Thy throne of grace, and humbly ask Thee to grant the application. Wilt Thou convert what is unconverted? May seeking souls find that precious Savior and grant the further leadings to Thy people. We may commence another week. We humbly ask Thee, watch over us, keep us in the home, the mothers at home with the children, at work, on the way, at school, the students studying in institutions of higher learning. Wilt Thou keep us under Thy good care and Thy keeping? Keep us from sin and temptation, above all from an unreconciled death. Wilt Thou so watch over us, from the youngest to the oldest, dismiss us now in Thy favor. Remember man and beast in the winter weather, grant traveling mercies. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Open, saith the Lord, wide thy mouth believing, this my covenant word, I will if thou plead, fill thine every need, all thy wants relieving, and what follows. Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.